Well, hey guys, welcome to my daily update video. Today is Tuesday and it's going to be an amazing day. Trust you well, wherever you may be this wonderful day on planet Earth. I'm in Logan Airport in Boston, Massachusetts. Cold day here in Massachusetts, but I'm flying to Florida and going to be doing a week's ministry in Florida. I'm looking forward to leaving the cold and should be in Florida early afternoon today. So I'm in Beantown right now, having a cup of Dunkin' in Logan Airport. Good. Hey, in a moment, let me share some thoughts. I want to continue my little mini series on just how to build a consistent daily relationship with God that isn't like a flash in the pan, that isn't just something you have and then, you know, I see so many Christians who live from blimp to blimp, as it were. They have little experiences with God and then a few months later another one, or they kind of stagger into church and live vicariously off the spiritual life of others. And I believe God wants us to live in such a way where we live full, where we take care of ourselves, when we maintain a spiritual relationship. And we've actually got to learn. Some of us, our challenge I think is less about learning how to do relationship with God and unlearning how not to do a relationship with God. But I'm going to jump into some thoughts in a minute and give you one more great key to do that. A few practicals as well. If you're on my YouTube channel, please hit the subscribe button down there. You can subscribe to our daily audio podcast, or podcast as well. If you don't know what a podcast is, it's a British podcast. Do that, our email newsletter will be going out later this week. If you're not yet a partner of our ministry, really encourage you to do that and to partner with us. Details on the link below. It's a really great way of hooking up and supporting the gospel as well. And hey, let me mention as well to any friends in Florida, I have an evening free, a date free next Tuesday. So I want to say I think the 14th or the 15th of February, but check it out. If any friends in Florida, probably Southern Florida, I'm going to be near the Miami area. Any churches or groups want to host me there? I have an evening free, so let me know. Send me a private message and I will get back to you with some details around that. Good. I'm actually going to be in Keith Moore's church for a couple of days at the conference there. I'm really looking forward to just filling up on faith before I set up and do some of my own ministry. And just connecting with some believers and friends from all over the world there. Great. Come on, let's talk about walking with God. So I began this little mini series talking about five steps. Excuse me, I'm tired making a video in an airport. I'm kind of like squidged into a seat here, but you don't need to know this. So talk about five steps of building that consistent relationship with God. And I think we want to, you know, most relationships have kind of highs and lows. And I think it's possible to live in a place with God where we don't have lows, where we daily have time, the time we need to for our soul with Him. I think in one sense in our spiritual life, we're in purely because of the work of Jesus. When you got born again, you're in, you're sealed, signed, sealed, and delivered in the Holy Ghost. And you don't need to maintain that. It's not like God's grading you on how you do relationship with Him. And yet it's really vital that we learn to enjoy that relationship with Him and we spend the time we need to so that we're growing in our love, in our fellowship with Him, and that we're flourishing. I think as well, especially in ministry, and that's everybody's call to ministry, it's really important that we grow in our relationship with God to such a level where we have the faith, the grace, if you will, to meet our needs, but we actually have the faith and the grace to meet the needs of others, where we're not simply looking at this in terms of how can I get through my day, but how can I actually be flourishing? How can I have the health and strength and life that I can provide for others as well? So I began key number one in this series was actually this, knowing that your relationship with God, excuse me, let me adjust something here. You don't actually have to build a new relationship with God. You've been what I would call being grandfathered in. You've been given Jesus's relationship with God. And that's a really, really cool thing. And rather than try to earn or work up a relationship with God, our challenge is to enjoy, to discover the relationship we've already been given. Yesterday, I spoke about key number two, which was the idea of knowing. And when I say knowing, I don't mean knowing. I mean knowing. The Greek word for the word know is the word UNESCO, and it really means intimate experiential knowledge. The Bible says Joseph did not know his wife Mary until after the birth of Jesus. That means a little bit more than knowing about her in a book, if you follow my meaning. I'm here to talk about the new birth here. But God wants us to know that he loves us. And the third key I really want to give you today is, if key number two is being loved by God, key number three is loving God. And you were made to love God. You were made to be a recipient of the love of God. But you were actually made to love God. And it's so important, if we're going to have a spiritual life that flourishes, that we learn to practice the loving of God. Today, you know, I'm going to fly, I'm going to be with a bunch of ministers, travel, airports, rental car, a million things I got to do, like you all do. And yet today, my primary call is to love God. It's to love the Lord my God with my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. And if there's any parameter upon which I could judge the success or failure of this day, it would probably come back to that. Let me read a quick passage to you I was reading recently. 2 Thessalonians 3 verse 5 says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us." What's Paul's prayer? "That the word of God may run swiftly and be glorified." Do you know God wants his word to run swiftly throughout the earth? Even right now, sitting here in an airport, communicating God's word, the word is running swiftly. Maybe you're sitting in India watching this YouTube video. You know what? The word of God just ran swiftly. He said, "Let the word be run swiftly, let the word be glorified, just as it was with you, that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all have not faith." And in verse 3 he says, "But the Lord is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from the evil one. And we have confidence in the Lord concerning you, both that you will do and will the things that we command you. Now the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into patience with Christ Jesus." Hallelujah. I love that passage. It says, come on, God is faithful, who will establish you and guard you from unreasonable people and from the evil one. I love it. You know, Paul says we have confidence in the Lord. Do you know, I've got more confidence in the Lord than I do confidence in the evil one. I don't have a lot of confidence in the evil one. Sometimes I'll shock people and say, I don't believe in the devil. I don't mean I don't believe he's there. I just don't believe in him. I believe in his existence. I just don't believe in his... I'm not impressed with him. I'm impressed with Jesus. I'm impressed with the Word. I'm impressed with the Holy Spirit. I'm impressed with the body of Christ. I'm impressed with the plan of the Father. I'm impressed with angels. I'm not impressed with Satan. And it says that the Lord will guard you and establish you. And then he says, direct your hearts to the love of God. So here's my encouragement to you today as you walk the face of the earth. Direct your heart to the love of God. So often we can direct our hearts into many other things. I think we all at times go through experiences. I've been through one in the last few days where you can feel betrayed, you can feel let down, you can feel, you know, somebody didn't follow through and a bunch of things they said. And okay, we're all going to do that. We've all done that. We've all been that person, and we've all been the recipient, excuse me, of that kind of thing. Here's the point. You can choose where you direct your heart. Your heart is not, it's not a foregone conclusion that you will love God. You can choose where you, like a thermometer, you can set your thermometer, you can set your heart, you can direct your heart into the love of God. And I just want to encourage you today, because I know a lot of people who don't have a personal practice of worship, whose only realm and reference point for worship is in corporate worship. At times I will hear conversations about worship, and people are like, oh, I'll go into a worship gathering in New York or London or whatever, and like, awesome, great. And it's sort of like our, you know, the height of worship isn't actually about being with 20,000 people worshiping the Lord. And I love that too. I'm not against that. The height of worship is daily learning to worship the Lord when there's nobody there. And you can worship the Lord in an airport concourse, you know, with a cup of Dunkin' as you wait for your flight. You can worship the Lord on the flight. You can worship the Lord as you're driving, listening to a podcast of Graham Jones. You can worship the Lord wherever you are. So if we're going to have a spiritual life that flourishes and that works, let's learn to direct our hearts into the love of God. Sila. Boom. Thanks for listening, guys. Drop me a line. Let me know if I can pray for you, or if you're in that Southern Florida area and you want to meet up for a cup of coffee, let me know. Let's see what we can do. And hallelujah. Subscribe. Email newsletter. And please share these videos and let us know how we can be a blessing to you in some way. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. Happy knocking this camera over. Have a great Tuesday. Bye for now.